He leads off with Justin Reed. That's a guy who I really think can start and start right away. He's going to be in the mix there with Tyrann Mathieu and Andre Howell. You could probably see all three of those guys on the field at the same time in many different situations.
I think it was really surprising that he was still around when the Texans picked. A lot of people had him going earlier in the second round. And how great for the Texans. It's a position of need. It's a guy that can step in right away.
No doubt.
He's got an NFL pedigree. He's got family. His brother, Eric Reed, played in the NFL. And while he only played 3 years at Stanford, he said he was ready to come out. He's ready to play in the league. And I love that him and the Honey Badger are already interacting on Twitter. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I know you also love this, because I love it too. I like that and love that he and his brother have gone over film together many, many, many times. And they do it on a regular basis almost. His brother played for the Niners. He was at Stanford, so they're close by. He had access to NFL game film. And not just that, but a really good NFL safety breaking things down and telling him what to look for, showing him what to watch. That's invaluable. You don't get that until like your first, second year in the league. This guy's getting it while he's in college.
Yeah, and let's not forget his athleticism. I mean, he really wowed at the combine in pretty much every category. And his speed, 4.4 in the 40, that was the second fastest among safeties. His dad ran track at LSU, so he's got a lot of tangibles and intangibles, I think, are really exciting.
No doubt. And then further down in the draft, on the third day, at the start of things, you take Kiki QT. He made a lot of plays out of Texas Tech. A lot of similarities to Wes Welker, great slot receiver there. Wes Welker, the greatest slot receiver ever. He's now in the building as an assistant coach. That's a fun pick. Definitely one to keep your eyes on because he could help Deshaun Watson.
Oh, I know you love the Red Raiders pick. You're a big fan.
I worked in Lubbock for 4 years, so I still know some folks out there. Yeah,
I know you're itching to do your Leach impression from Texas Tech. But you know what? The program actually tweeted out this amazing picture of the two of them working out.
I know.
Sometime in the offseason, I don't know if that was at a pro day. It must have been when he visited him. And I think Kiki QT is a guy that can step in and be really dangerous in the return game. And Brian Gain even said that inside passing game in the middle of the field, like that's something you're looking to really exploit with the tight ends and with QT.
DP, that's why you're on the show. You're so smart. You just brought up the return game. And I think on the whole, you can look at this whole draft class and see Texans really put an emphasis on special teams. They got to get better there. We've heard that for the last few years around here. You see a new special teams coordinator in Brad Seeley. He's got some weapons to work with. He's got some guys, both in free agency and now through this draft class, to make these coverage units, these return units, much, much better.
Yeah, you know, last year there were so many injuries on every side of the ball, and special teams definitely suffered as well. Tyler Irvin will make his way back. I don't know what his role is, but the team signed Alfred Blue as well.
Yeah.
And even though on the depth chart he may not be the starting running back, he certainly has done a lot of good things on special teams. So it's good to have a guy like that back. And I think everyone's waiting for the special teams to just sort of get over that hump and get better and really elevate this team to the next level.
I'm calling it now. Special teams are going to be much, much better in 2018. All right, stick with us because we got to go to a commercial. And when we come back, where can this offense go in 2018? Don't miss that and more after the break.